So at the moment, there hasn't been any direct fighting between the two, but I think it certainly raises the risk of some sort of miscalculation leading to some conflict. There hasn't been kind of territorial conflict between these two sides since 2020, so it would be a big development. And I don't think either kind of the GNU or the LNA really wants or can afford to have such a big scale conflict. However, the LNA is keen to kind of bolster its position in the southwest, and it seems like its main aim is to take control of Khadames, which is a key strategic town on the border with Tunisia and Algeria. It also has some access to some kind of lucrative oil fields which are nearby. So it seems like that is the main aim, and I think the GNU will be loath to lose control of that area. So I think we could see in the coming days and weeks some clashes potentially around that area. However, I don't think at the moment we're likely to see that expand into wider conflict, for example, the LNA moving on Tripoli. However, the danger is that we're a very unsettled political and security dynamic at the moment as well, with other clashes going on in and around Tripoli and a lot of pressure on the Prime Minister Dbeibah in Tripoli. So I think the danger is that something that could be relatively minor in the southwest could tap into a wider instability and could lead to quite a big escalation. So it's that kind of amplification effect, which I think is of particular worry at the moment.
In a statement by the UN mission in Libya, it urges all parties to exercise maximum restraint and avoid any provocative military actions that could be perceived as offensive and might jeopardize Libya's fragile stability and safety of the people. With Russia backing General Haftar and Turkey backing the GNU, be tempted to compete to have one rival achieve a military victory.
But I would say we are at a different point in Libya to when the fighting happened around Tripoli 4 years ago, when it was very much kind of Russia backing the LNA and Turkey backing the GNU. While those alliances are still there, we have seen some thawing of relations between the sides. So Russia, you know, does have working relationships with a lot of the Western region, and Turkey actually is now completing contracts. It's met with some of the Haftar sons in eastern Libya. So there are ways they're working together more on the economic side. Now, that's not to say that if, for example, Turkey's military footprint and bases in Western Libya were under threat, I'm sure that they would use military force to push back against that, and likewise with Russia. So I think it is definitely a concern, but I think, again, neither Russia nor Turkey want to have the kind of expense of a big military escalation. Russia is really quite happy with its position in Libya at the moment. It's able to use Libya as a kind of launching pad for its military activities in the wider Sahel and African region, and Turkey is kind of able to get some of these economic contracts and keep its bases there. So I think ideally neither side would want to see an escalation, but I think that the danger is that it only take the wrong person to be killed or a clash to unexpectedly to happen for them to be put in a position where they kind of have to escalate.
The GNU ordered the expulsion of two diplomats from the Egyptian embassy in Tripoli, accused of having carried out intelligence activities harmful to the interests of the state. The decision comes in response to the official visit of the head of the so-called Libyan Government of National Stability, based in Benghazi, Osama Hamad, in Cairo, where he was welcomed by the Egyptian Prime Minister Mustafa Madbouly. How could that further accentuate already existing tensions between rival administrations in the east and the west of this country?
I think it will add to the tensions quite significantly. This is the first time that the GNS has been kind of had an official foreign visit. Egypt has kind of long been its biggest backer, but has never formally welcomed Hamad to Cairo. So I think this really highlights that Egypt and the HOR and the Eastern kind of allies are really trying to put the pressure on Dbeibah. They want him out of Tripoli. They want a new government or the government under Hamad to kind of have control of Tripoli. So I think this is a move designed to increase those tensions and put the pressure on Dbeibah. Now, by him expelling these Egyptian diplomats, they were kind of backed into a corner. They wanted to quite try and show that they were responding in strongly. However, I think the danger is it could leave the GNU even more isolated in Tripoli.